time to maximize profitability and cash flow. It's time to learn habits and hacks from the best e-com CEOs. It's time for Return on Podcast with me, Tyler Jeffcoat. All right, welcome to a short episode of Return on Podcast with me, Tyler Jeffcoat. And I want to talk about launching products for your Amazon business. Maybe you're a Shopify dominant seller. How should you view launching new products here in 2024? And I think there are two sub-questions that I want to unpack that may give you some insights. So question number one is, you know, how do I start the process of developing a new product? That's one. And then number two is, how many products can I afford to launch here in 2024? And so let me start with the kind of how do you launch a product question. Here's my opinion. There are three basic ways to approach the journey of launching a new product. And as far as I can tell, there's only these three. If you can think of another one, put it in the comments. I'd love to continue learning. But the first is what's called arbitrage. You guys know this, but just to kind of put a point on it, if I have an unfair advantage on buying a product that I can sell somewhere else for a profit, then I should take advantage of that unfair advantage. And that might be the starting point. Like, I'll give you an example. You and I are you're thinking as I say this, that I'm talking about going into Walmart, using a scanner and getting a Nintendo Switch that's on sale and selling it on eBay. And that might be your business model, but I'm actually talking about pricing arbitrage internationally. Let's say that your aunt owns the factory in a different country and is willing to give you an unfair pricing advantage or an unfair terms for payment advantage. Then you might start the process of deciding which products to launch by saying, Aunt Susie, what are you manufacturing? Okay, cool. I'll take the green one. Thank you very much. That's process number one, is do I have an unfair competitive advantage when it comes to sourcing a particular type of product? If I do, that might give me some insights into what I should launch in 2024. The second way that you might approach launching a new product is starting with a problem. This situation pisses me off. It frustrates me, and I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to go and redesign this thing that makes me mad so that it works better, right? Once I've redesigned it, then I'm going to go find a market and see if there's other people like me who are also pissed off about whatever the problem is. And then the third way that you could approach launching a new product is to start with people. Who are my who's? Who is my audience? Who's the avatar that I'm attracted to the most, that I have the most resonance with? And let me go ask her what her problems are. And whatever her problems are, I'm going to then take the time to design products that solve his or her problems. And so the way I see it, if you're going to ask the question, how do I launch a product? You got to start somewhere. And you're either going to start with a buying advantage, which is really just called arbitrage. This is just sexy arbitrage. Or I've got a problem advantage where I may have some intellectual property around solving a problem better. I don't like the way this plunger works. I'm going to design a new plunger, right? Or I may start with a people set, a subset of the population that I resonate with, and I'm going to try to determine what their headaches are and solve those problems using new products. So question number one is, you know, again, how do I kind of start to develop a new product? You're either arbitrage, problem, or people. The second question is, how many products can I afford to launch in 2024? And this is not like a really easy question to answer because there's some risk profile, but it's actually a very simple math problem. However much money you have tied up in your inventory right now, you know, let's say you have $100,000 in inventory right now. If I wanted to double my business, let's say I have two products and I want to try to double to four products, I should assume that it's going to take about double the working capital. So if I've got $100,000 now, okay, I'm going to launch two more products, it's going to require another $100,000. I just have to ask myself a couple of important questions. One, do I have access to that additional working capital that would allow me to grow my inventory at the rate I want to launch new products? If the answer is no, I need to pull the throttle back a little bit. And instead of launching X number of products, I need to launch a few fewer products. And then the second question is, given my risk profile, how many of my eggs are in this basket? How risky is my balance sheet right now? Do I have a ton of debt or am I flush with cash? I'm going to choose to throttle back or throttle forward. And I'll give you an example of this. If you're a business where you look at your balance sheet and you have a ton of money sitting in cash, I'm trying to figure out how to invest that cash. I don't have a lot of debt right now. I pay off the credit card every month. If you're that guy and you're trying to decide whether to launch four or five products, go ahead and launch five. Great. But if you look at your balance sheet and your owner's equity section at the bottom is negative because, yeah, I've got inventory, but buddy, I have a lot of debt as well, and I've got this accounts payable I've got to try to satisfy, and I've got credit card one and credit card two. If that is your situation, you're going to have to choose to be a little bit more conservative with your launches so that you don't create a house of cards that falls down if a loan falls through and you can't raise the debt. And because interest rates are still higher, and if you guys watched last week's video, you saw me talk about because the aggregators declined, actually that hurts us for getting inventory loans as well, because the same venture capitalists that were investing in Thrasio and Heyday and some of these other outfits were also investing in some of the outfits that would loan to you based on your revenue to give you inventory. So if you have a less healthy balance sheet, do yourself a favor and launch fewer products that have been tested and validated stronger, because you don't have as much margin for error. And if something goes wrong, you don't want it to be catastrophic. Now, if you're not sure, if you're like, Tyler, I'll be honest with you, I don't know how healthy my balance sheet is. I don't know if I have the right amount of debt, too much debt, not enough debt. And as a result, I'm having a hard time calculating how many products I can afford to launch going into 2024. If that's you, this would be a great opportunity to reach out to me and we can talk about it. So feel free to send me a message or shoot me an email. Let's just sit down and look at your numbers. And I'd be happy to give you my opinion on how many products you should launch here in 2024. But until next week, I'm going to end this ROP short video with, again, those two questions. I need to approach developing my product either because I have a competitive advantage buying, or I have a competitive advantage designing, or I have a competitive advantage in terms of relating to a particular customer. I've got to pick one of those three to have a real moat when I develop my product. And then I needed to choose how many of those products to launch based on how much capital I have in my business and how risky the business is right now. Take care.